finish, please.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Welcome to Mini 6. Now, in today's mini, we will be discussing the experience of going to the theater and like all the random things we think about or we get angry about while we're at the theater. Now, the first thing I want to discuss, and this was actually brought up by my cousin, so shout out to you. We blacklisted him from the podcast. but it's like ticket prices. What I don't understand, so we were trying to go, like, it was me and my two cousins. We were trying to go to the theater, and there were two seats next to each other that cost the same price, and then the one next to it was like £10 cheaper. But then the one that was cheaper was closer to the center of the stage, which is usually where you kind of want to sit so you can see all the action. And we got there and thought about it, and it was like, why was it that much cheaper? And the only thing I could think about is that, like, my seat had access to the aisle, so, like, I could go to the toilet faster. Like, what does that even mean? And I don't know, like, do you have any experiences like that?
No, not so to speak. I feel like obviously ticket prices are interesting,
mm-hmm.
especially like the origins of like class and like where you would be sat and like how expensive they are.
Yeah.
I haven't had a weird experience like that where like you really can't figure it out,
mm-hmm.
but obviously I'm used to being like, stalls is more expensive. But then if you're at the back of the stalls and you're obstructed, then it's going to be cheaper.
Right.
So I feel like that is just a natural, like when you go to theatre, mm-hmm. you know, just when you look around how much each person paid, which again is quite an interesting concept, because even though we don't live in a time where like at the Globe, for example, where the peasants or the poor people would be stood up, even though we don't live in those ages, you can still pick out those sort of like class dynamics, like at the top is like the students or like more working class people with lower incomes, even though it's not like you're not wearing a sign that says it, there still are those dynamics when you go to the theater based on seating.
And I mean, if anyone knows why like the difference between one seat could be, you know, 10-15 pounds even, please let us know. I'm just curious about it. Because, like, obviously, if you're the difference between, you know, second row and 10th row, like, that makes sense to me. But just, like, one seat, I don't get it. I will never get it.
Mm-hmm.
But let me know if there is an actual reason. Okay, I also want to discuss theater etiquette. Now, I feel like it's both a real thing and not a real thing. It's a real thing in the sense that, like, there are behaviors that people just do in the theater. So for example, like when the lights go down, people will just shut up, and most people and people would probably turn off their phones and silent their phones, things like that. But then it's not like but at the same time, there's not always like an announcement, and there's also not an actual rule book that says like theater etiquette, everyone read this.
I mean, like, there might weird, be unspoken rules, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think it's an interesting one. Again, it kind of depends like what type of theatre you're going. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to a traditional West End theatre, then common places, you turn everything off, you're not talking.
Right.
But then again, if you look like back in the day, like we study, theatre was a social place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like you went, there was a performance on stage, but you were there to like chat to the person next to you or like interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
So theatre in the sort of present day has lost that more sort of communal aspect, where instead you're just sat in the dark and then you can talk in the intermission and then you're sat in the dark again. It almost takes away that natural element of human behavior. Like, you want to interact and you want to go, wow, that was cool. I feel like anyway, especially when it's like a musical or like something dancey where you want to get on your feet. Like, have you ever been in a seat where you're like, I want to stand up right now.
Oh,
I want to sing right now. And you just can't.
I lip sync at that point.
Yeah.
I just go like.
So it is really interesting how the like audience participation aspect of theatre to an extent is just gone completely.
Yeah. This discussion reminds me of Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms.
Which one?
Because she always gets so pissed off when people Like,
true.
There's this all these compilations of her getting yelling at little kids for theater etiquette or like backstage etiquette makes me laugh so hard. Like, okay, calm down, Abby. But then also it's kind of funny. Yeah, I mean, personally, I get annoyed when people are on their phones at the theater when it's clearly when you're told not to do that, because it's the light is distracting for me. Like, okay, if you can do it in the darkness and you're not like trying to record or something, like, okay, whatever, I don't care. But if it's interfering with my viewing experience after paying lots of money to see like a West End show, for example, I am going to be upset.
Yeah.
I just remember one time watching Anne Juliet, I was so annoyed because this girl has been told by the stewards like literally 5 times and was sitting right in front of me.
Yeah.
I almost pulled her hair. Like, I mean, I wouldn't have, but you know, it's it's the feeling.
Because I work in a theatre, so I am the person who has to tell everyone, put your phones away.
Right.
And it is quite interesting, because we were going to talk about social media and like attention span. We live in a very 10-second Gen Z TikTok era where people can't focus at all, really, for longer periods of time. So, yeah, the idea that your friend wanted to take a B-reel during a show was just sort of funny to me.
Yeah. Because, and it was during my show.
The whole living in the moment experience aspect is kind of gone. But, yeah, again, I've had to tell someone multiple times, put it away, and they can't. I think it's partly because of how we now hold on to memories. So, I'm not going to say in the olden times, but I feel like before there wasn't that photographic evidence or that video evidence. But now we live in an age where you want to relive, you want to, if you have the ability to record, why wouldn't I? I feel like we do live in that age, which is why people are so eager and can't understand why they can't film.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, am I just meant to remember this?
Yeah.
You mean you I can't have a picture? And like, yeah, that is the whole point of theatre.
Yeah. No, because like, I guess when my friend took the B-reel, for example, next to me, part of me was like, are you that bored to the point that you have to like take this B-reel right now? But then from her perspective from her perspective, it wasn't even that, and that didn't even cross her mind. It was just like, oh, I want to show people that this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I talked to her not in like, oh, why are you not following theater etiquette kind of way during the intermission, but I was like joking about, oh, you're not following theater etiquette, you know. And she was saying, yeah, but don't you want people who don't know theater etiquette and who like don't follow it to still come watch your shows? And I'm like, absolutely. But at the same time, so it's that sort of weird place because you want to find the balance between, I don't care what kind of person you are, I don't care if you don't know anything about theater and don't really respect it, I still want you to come and experience it at least once. But also finding the balance between that and like the people who are regular theater goers, you know, the old people who will get annoyed and who are always the ones buying tickets. So it's sort of like, where do you put the line? And do you need to put a line, actually?
It's interesting what you said, because obviously you direct the opera, and opera is like very traditionally like upper class, inaccessible, like class wise. So I've like never gone to opera. I had no expectations. I was like, to be honest, I was like, I'm gonna hate this. I'm gonna find it so boring. And it was really good. So again, it's like, obviously I go to the theatre a lot, but there are some people who might just rock up to the opera and be like, what am I meant to do? So,
No, I mean, even regular theatre goers, like even I didn't really know how to react to something like the opera, for example. Like, when do you clap? My best friend who studies theatre and performance was so confused. And like, the only reason I know is because I watched it and, you know, directed it and everything. But usually you clap when the music completely ends, but sometimes it sounds like the music is ending and then, you know, you want to clap, but then you don't. And then the last show, there was this one guy who just clapped like whenever he wanted to. And so everyone kind of did like a baby clap to sort of like do it, but not do it. And I found that really interesting because I didn't mind, because the cast, I'm sure, loved it. But it's just like that sort of pressure to get it right, and who determines what is right, you know. Anyway,
I think that kind of links into, like, on the note of accessibility, sort of like who theatre is for,
right?
Because obviously there is an audience who know exactly what they're supposed to do,
so weird.
Or exactly yeah. how they should behave mm-hmm. or what the expectation is, because that is their sphere or their norm yeah. or they are the opera goers.
Right.
So yeah, it's like finding ways to like make theatre more accessible. Does that come along with getting rid of those rules?
Right.
That's like an open-ended question that we don't need to answer, but mm-hmm. that is something I do think about a lot.
Yeah. And it kind of reminds me, it puts you in a really awkward position to not know the etiquette.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was like, you know what? I want to watch who wrote Messiah, the like the Hallelujah, Hallelujah song. That person. Basically, you're supposed to stand up when that song is sung, apparently. And I had no clue. And all of a sudden, I was at the Royal Albert Hall watching them sing it. And everyone around me just stood up. And I was like, what is happening? And apparently, it's a normal thing. Yeah. Anyway, so that's enough about the awkwardness or, you know, the confusion with regard to theater etiquette. I do want to, like, discuss briefly about the toilet situation at theaters. Like, whenever I go to a theater, I think about whether they have enough toilets and how clean the toilets are. And this reminds me actually of something Caroline Griffin, our marketing like module convener, she said that is something that is the one thing people will actually comment on when you give them a comment card. And I found that very interesting because I always appreciate theaters that have enough toilets to where you're not queuing or worried about, you know, missing part of the show during intermission because you're waiting for so long at the toilets. Yeah, so like shout out to the Shaftesbury Theater. I went there recently and you guys have lots of toilets.
It's also that weird gender dynamic. Like there's nothing more frustrating than when the women's queue is like 30 people long and then there's no one.
And then
the
men
toilet.
Just laugh at us. No, they it's do horrible. Sometimes. They're just like, oh, such a long queue. And I'm like,
it's an expectation though. As soon as the interval happens, you're running. I'm getting to that queue.
I'm waiting until people are done with that queue and then I go last minute.
Oh, you're like a rusher at the end.
Oh yeah.
No. I don't like risking it. I'd rather just rush at the beginning and go.
Yeah, and I'm just like, please have an announcement. Please have an announcement. Yeah. Because sometimes I get worried that they're not about to announce and then they do and I'm like, at least I know how much time I have. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's really what I think about most when I go to the theater because I don't really go to the bar at the theater or eat and drink there. So I don't have much to say about that. But do you have anything else to add?
I feel like we've covered like a good range, a good spectrum of things.
Yeah. Sorry if it was really random and more just like ranting and sharing our experiences. But I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Let
us know.
That kind of sums up some of our theatre experiences. Yeah.
Let us know what, you know, triggers you or makes you happy when you go to the theatre. Yes, we'd love to hear about everything.
All right, guys.
See you in the next episode,
Bye.
Bye.